Hello everyone, Chindika Mercy here. Welcome to today's podcast. Wow, we are now in season two, everybody. Today we're going to talk about the Word of God. So now some people may ask, why the Word of God? Why is it important for me to read the Word of God? Why the Word of God? Why does everyone keep on talking about the Word of God? So firstly, we're going to start with Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Bible says, "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between the soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." So clearly from this book, we can see that the Word of God is alive. It is not just a word that is without life, but it is alive and it is powerful. And the Word keeps on telling us that it exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Lately, I was listening to a certain sermon, and the preacher was saying that every book that you read on earth, it exposes the author's mind and what he thinks. It's only the Word of God that does extra. It exposes what you, the reader, thinks about, what you, the reader, desires. So it clearly comes from here. The Word of God tells us who we are, what we think, and what we desire. So Psalms 138, verse 2b, from the King James says that, "Thou hast magnified thy word above thy name." God has exalted his word above his name. If the Almighty God can exalt his word above his name, it tells me there is something about the Word of God. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, you look at the manufacturer's manual. The person who created it, he explains why he or she explains why they created that thing and the purpose of that thing for you to be able to use it properly. So if I am to understand myself, I need to go back to the manufacturer. And my manufacturer, the person who created me, is God. So he has given me his word. So his word is like my manufacturer's manual. I need to read it. I need to understand. That's why we fuss about the Word of God. That's why we're so passionate about the Word of God, because we get to understand not only our Creator, but we also get to understand ourselves. Let's move on. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible says, "All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right." You can see, even this scripture is clearly telling us that the scripture is there to teach us what is true and it makes us realize what is wrong in our lives. It shows us about us. And I like the part that says, it is inspired by God. So the Word of God is inspired. It is, in other words, it is written by God himself. That is why it is important to read the Word of God. And Jesus talked to the disciples in his day in John chapter 6, verse 63b. It says, "And the very words I have spoken to you, they are spirit and life." The Word of God is not just any ordinary book. It has life in it. It contains his very spirit. So it is important that we spend time to read the Word of God. Most people give excuses and say, "I don't have time to read the Word. I don't have time to understand the Word of God." But when you read the Word of God, you will gain more understanding and you can create time. You can have time for everything else. People can have time to bath. People can have time to go for a date. People can have time to do all sorts of things. But when it comes to the word, we give excuses. I believe it's something that the devil tries to convince us so that we don't know who we are. Because he knows that when we read the word of God, we will find our identity. So in this podcast, I just wanted to encourage you to read God's word. God's word has life. And so in this season, we'll be talking about a lot about the word of God. And I hope you're ready to start this exciting journey with me. Let us be readers of the word. You can start with a chapter a day or 4 verses in a day. And it will be interesting to find what you discover in the word of God. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you that you sent your word to us. And we know you had a reason for giving us your word, because you know that your word contains your very spirit. It contains life. I pray that you may help us to be readers of your word. May we read your word, may we study your word, and may we do what your word says. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Till we meet again in the next podcast, I hope you're excited to start this journey with me on the word of God. Chindika Mercy here. Bye. A kingdom wide, but far from him.